This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by
Gillette, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Northeast Men's Health, John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, and Drains by James.
This hour of Jones and Keefe is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Save 10% during the Beat the Heat sales event. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com for details.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
They happen faster, and you don't have as much space, so you have to make those quick, fast decisions and be so accurate with the ball.
Let's get the pop. Oh, he's in.
It's almost like you were there, Keith.
Good word picture.
Yeah.
Yep.
What'd you think of the broadcast? I hadn't...
I remember last year hearing a lot of the criticisms of it, and it was like, you want this like conversational like players cast. Now, I don't like the Manning cast. I know some people love it. I don't. I don't really watch it.
Yeah, I don't like the alternate broadcast.
Call
me crazy, a broadcast.
Maybe I'm too old, but I like the play-by-play guy telling me what the players are, and I feel like it's even more important actually in the preseason than the regular season because there's 90 guys on the roster, and so if DJ James makes a pick, tell me right away it's DJ James. Or if, I don't know, Travion Henderson returns a kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown, mention his name once before going to commercial.
Who scored on that play? Can I hear that again? Do we know who even had the ball on that play?
No.
Patriots fans should probably know
watching.
It happened
fast.
It did.
They happen faster, and you don't have as much space. So you have to make those quick, fast decisions and be so accurate with the ball.
Let's get the pop. Oh, he's in.
Who scored?
Yeah, no, not that one.
That was Drake May, just FYI.
Either way, Travion Henderson, I think for some fans that aren't following it as closely, right, like they're not like paying attention to camp,
and
now all of a sudden you sit down to watch the first preseason game and the second round pick, who could be, you know, your starting running back for all we know, rips off a touchdown and you're just like, there he is.
No, fans should know Drake May.
Yeah.
But to your point, right, if they don't know who Travion Henderson is, 32's back there, it could be some scrub for all you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was a touch lack.
Me personally, yeah, I'd throw the play-by-play guy in there. And if you want to have a bunch of former players like in and around it, like so be it. But
and again, Patriots, if you're listening, Jones and Keefe did some very stellar play-by-play.
That's
true.
Not
sure how much in retrospect we were allowed to do.
Got the binox out.
But Keefe with the binox, yep. Some real strong play-by-play at joint practices and training camp.
Good player identification.
So we are available. Yeah. Well, 50. I'd say
we got a brawl.
Kill him.
First team.
Rip his head off. Not a lot of player identification in that specific
clip. No.
But there was some.
There's too many players on the field.
617-779-7937. May ran for a touchdown. He had another scramble earlier in the drive. I was happy to see him use his legs. You brought this up earlier. Maybe Vrabel wasn't as happy. McDaniels was asked about, what was he asked about
tush
today?
Push.
I didn't get the text from Ken.
On the wrong text.
I'm on the separate group text.
Yeah. But screenshot?
What did Ken alert
you
everybody
get
to?
One?
Yeah, yeah, no, not, well, not yet. Usually it'll be in like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah,
I haven't got that yet.
He was asked if they would run the tush push. He's like, yeah.
Josh McDaniels was asked.
Yeah, he's like, I'll run it. No, he says, he's not opposed to calling it in the future. He went on to say it's tough to practice that play in full pads because of injury risk, but that they'll look at everything that may help our team win, and certainly Vrabes will make the final decision on things like that. So basically, it doesn't sound like they have run it, but he's not ruling it out.
So I tweeted after the May touchdown, and this will tie back in with those McDaniels comments. I tweeted after the May touchdown, I'm like, it's insane people don't want Drake May to run. And I got a lot of responses.
Brag.
At Jones WEEI, at Keefe 21, at Jones and Keefe.
I didn't get a lot of responses.
I don't want designed runs. Like, a bunch of people were like, well, I don't want designed runs. I want him to tuck and run.
I'll take some.
Me too. Why do you not want that? That's nuts.
That's what the tush push is.
So, right. Now, the tush push, I'm very well established on this. I think it's a cheap play, and I don't like it as a play. But if it's allowed and it's legal, yeah, I would want the Patriots to run it because it's so cheap. It's a free yard, for God's sakes. So they should run it with Drake May. They should do designed runs with Drake May, and they should let him run. It's a big part of his game. It's a big part of why I liked him coming out.
Most rushing attempts by a quarterback last year in the NFL, your top five, Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
NFC title game.
Lost only to Jalen Hurts.
Good point.
Lamar Jackson, the MVP of the league.
AFC title game. Probably should have been in the Super Bowl.
Josh Allen, runner-up. Or no, he was the MVP. Excuse me. Lamar was the MVP the year before. Josh Allen was the MVP last year.
Yeah, divisional round, made the playoffs.
And Bo Nix.
Made
the playoffs.
Wild card weekend? Yeah. Made the playoffs.
Yeah. So those are your top five run attempts. So not all of those, when you're running that often, that's not play broke down, let me scramble. Certainly plenty of those, but all those guys would also have design runs. And Drake May has the ability. I feel like we keep going back to this. It's not like you're saying, hey, it's the modern NFL, Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones, you guys are going to run. Like, no, don't force it. And so Drake May can run. He was very successful running in college. He was even successful last year running. You give him a full season, he better be running or you're not using him to his full ability.
Yeah, and so again, I do want him to scramble, but I want him to go through his progressions, 1, 2, 3. If it's not there, take off. That's fine. But I also want some design runs, and I really, really genuinely don't get the pushback on that. It's not like you're asking Tom Brady, as you just said, to go out there and scramble. Speaking of Brady, we got thoughts on the Brady statue from Friday night as well. John is in Charlestown. Hello, John.
We keep going back to this. It's not like you're saying, hey, the modern NFL.
Good replay.
Oh, is that?
That's me. I'm hearing myself right now.
That's you?
I think. Isn't that me?
So Drake May, he was very successful running in college.
That's me. That's definitely
Keith. Wow, that doesn't sound like Keith.
That is a good replay.
Okay, well,
what's happening? John's having a little snooze there.
I guess we're going to pop John back up. Does that say, am I
crazy?
Are
we on that much?
No, that first part sounded nothing like
Keith. That didn't sound like
Keith. But it was what I was saying.
Well, right.
Here's the words I just said 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, well, you're assuming that.
We usually let that go in one ear and out the other. But
I remember what I said.
That didn't sound like your voice.
Yeah, it was me. Okay. It was me. It was the cadence. It was a good breakdown of Drake May's running ability.
John really had no retort, I think is what's going on there. So we saw Will Campbell on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, I mean, I think people really got to sit down and get their first look at him, right?
Yeah.
A lot of fans weren't at training camp. A lot of fans weren't at joint practices. This was a chance to sit down and watch the kid. I think he acquitted himself quite nicely outside of the one play we already talked about.
I agree.
Which doesn't let him off the hook. But I was actually pretty encouraged by seeing him in full pads with full contact, taking people to the ground. What'd you think of Will Campbell?
I thought very good. I mean, there was obviously the one play that we're talking about, but that wasn't the only play he was out there. And overall, he more than held his own.
Nasty.
I think run blocking wise, he's for sure going to be nasty, and you don't have to worry about that in the running game. Pass blocking, I didn't expect it to be perfect. You know, I think just really almost any rookie showing up and playing in the NFL, you're not like, oh, this guy's just going to stonewall people from start to finish and never have a bad rep. Like, there's going to be a bad rep. It's probably going to be on a passing play, and that's one where you hope that he learns from it. I know it was we were kind of joking about it, but he had the comment about Josh McDaniels told him earlier in camp, you don't win and lose in practice. You win or you learn, and he talked about how much learning he was doing. But that was like legitimately a learning experience. So, like, I thought he passed the test. Like, I thought like, all right, that's a pretty good day for Will Campbell. I'll take it.
Mike Vrabel would agree. Yeah. On Will Campbell, here's what he had to say after the game on Friday night.
Hi, Mike. I'm curious, with Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, I'm curious how you thought they did on the left side tonight, just with, because it seemed like on the fumble that they might have missed that block, but at the same time, Will Campbell, and they were pushing guys forward, so just how you thought they did overall.
Well, I mean, I think the play demeanor showed, and I think that there was a game maybe that, you know, a pass rush game it looked like to me, and those are something that we'll continue to work hard on. We were able to pick them up in the practice. They ran a few of them over there against us in practice. We just have to be able to carry that execution into the game. But, you know, I certainly did see their play demeanor kind of stand out, and I think that, you know, that's a good place to start is with that and being downfield and finishing through the whistle and everything that we embrace here.
So I like that answer from Vrabel, and I think that's an accurate way to describe Will Campbell's night. Play demeanor. It's something we preach here. It's something we believe in here. Now, I don't know if you need to draft that at 4 overall. Like, he's got to be able to be an NFL left tackle. Let's not just draft him at 4 because you like his play demeanor and his mean streak and how nasty he is. But I think you saw a lot of that on Friday, albeit against backups, second teamers, third teamers from the Commanders. But I thought once the pads came on, you actually saw for the first time, oh, this is what the Patriots saw in him at pick 4, because we didn't see any of that in training camp.
Yeah, because I think a lot of the areas where he would struggle or we would see it or you'd read about a bad rep here or there, a lot of it was in one-on-ones, which might not be his strong set, but it's you get him into these 11-on-11s or you finally get like a real game situation, and he's pretty good. Right, like he's in the right spot. If he has to go to the second level, now he's blocking smaller guys like linebackers or certainly corners or safeties. He's going to push those guys around. So, yeah, I would say so far so good. You know, we're always going to point to how high of a draft pick he was. Like that's going to be attached to him for his entire career. I just want him at this point, now that the draft is over and they have him, just be the left tackle. Like be the left tackle all year. You're going to make, like he's going to give up a sack or two or more. But like, just stay at left tackle where we're not debating that halfway through the season, like if they should move him or not.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was largely encouraged by how he played.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want to see the turnover, which he and Jared Wilson were involved in. But overall, I was largely encouraged by getting a look at him on Friday night. Again, you can discuss 617-779-7937. Mike Reese wrote about this over the weekend. He said, according to Elias and ESPN Research, dueling research here. That's a lot of research.
So confirmed twice.
The only team to open a season with rookies at left tackle and left guard, like the Patriots are trending towards doing with Campbell and Wilson, was the 2016 Baltimore Ravens with Ronnie Stanley.
Pretty good.
And Alex Lewis.
Okay.
The Ravens that year finished 8-8.
All right.
Which, you know, 8-9, 9-8 now in a 17-game schedule. The quarterback, Joe Flacco, was sacked 33 times in 16 starts.
Statue, though. Joe Flacco just stands there and pats it.
He is a statue.
Yeah.
Although Drake May got brought down in the game on Friday.
Yeah, but he can scoot.
He can scoot. Yeah. Not on that play.
No.
Reese does note that two teams started rookies on the right side, the 2013 Bears, Kyle Long and Jordan Mills, and the 2019 Atlanta Falcons, Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry. That's, again, according to Elias and ESPN.
Each one of those duos has, like, one stud.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. And maybe that's what this will be. You know, maybe Will Campbell will be the stud. Maybe Jared Wilson will be an adequate left guard in the league. You know, we'll see.
Well, it does drive home the point. I guess I didn't realize it was that rare to have a tackle guard combo on either side of the formation. Yep. One time in the last decade plus that you've seen it on the left side, and only three times over that stretch have you seen it, period, in the NFL. So it does just illustrate how rare this is in the NFL and what the Patriots are, we think, trying to do with Campbell and Wilson on the left side. Doesn't mean it won't work. It's just, it's rare.
Drake May last year in 13 total games, but it was really more like 11.
Yeah, even less.
10?
Right? One of them he came in relief of Brissett, and then two others he left early.
Yeah.
Actually, three others. Yeah, sorry, the Buffalo game. Not,
anyway, he got sacked 34 times in 9 real games, basically.
It's a high number.
Way higher than Flacco with those.
It's
with those
higher than you would like.
I mean, that's the other thing, too, is like if you are grading it on the curve, it's like Chukwuma Okorafor and was it Michael C. Jordan were like your left guard and tackle last year at week one, I believe. So that already looks a little bit better. But no, I wonder if Jared Wilson is going to be the guy to more keep an eye on now until the start, because all of a sudden it was like, he's working in at center. Like, no, he's like the starting left guard. But you're getting kind of a couple of bad reports out of him now. So I wonder if that's set in stone or if there's somebody else that could take his spot. And then you wouldn't have the rookie combo.
Fair. Who would that be? Would it be Ben Brown? Would it be Cole Strange?
Could be Cole Strange. Yeah, it could be either one of those guys.
Wallace, I think, was working there early in camp. I haven't read as much about that lately.
Maybe.
So to your point, some of the poor reports out there on Jared Wilson, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, said rookie left guard Jared Wilson really struggled in his 14 snaps with five minus plays. It's a high percentage.
Jeez.
It's more than a third of them. I can't do the exact math in my head, but that's a high number.
All right.
He says, I think most of the blame for the sack fumble should be placed on Will Campbell and Drake May. So he says on the sack fumble, Wilson less so, not no blame, but less than Campbell and May on that specific play. But five minus plays and 14 snaps.
All right.
He says, this surprised me because he's been rock solid in camp. There was some good work on duo blocks between the two rookies, but there were some technique issues that will need to be cleaned up with Wilson, and he is sort of a novice at this position. I mean, he really was like a backup offensive lineman for most of his career at Georgia. He started as a center last year, and that's where really most of his production came from. So we'll see. But that's a guy who in camp was getting a lot of good reports. First game action, poor.
Wiggy was down on him, too.
Wiggy's ready to flip the whole O-line. He's ready to move on Wenu to the left side.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do that yet, but I mean, I guess... You have two more preseason games, and then you play for real in less than a month. So you got to make sure you're ready to go. And my guess is, too, the week one starting five on the offensive line won't be the same week, say, 10. You know, like, it's just with injuries and with play, like, it always changes. I mean, it's like starting pitchers. Like, you start the year with that rotation, you're going to have, like, four other guys at some point before the year's over.
617-779-7937. We talked about Drake May. And his rushing ability, I don't get texts like this.
All right.
Should be a $50,000 fine if your quarterback runs in the preseason, Keith. Throw it away, spike it. No, I'm sorry. I was addressing
you. He's attacking me?
Throw it away, spike it, don't run it. 50 grand would solve it. And if you liked watching that, you're a moron.
Well, those weren't really designed runs.
No, they were not designed runs. He's saying the quarterback shouldn't even take off. Just spike it, throw it away, 50 grand fine.
No, I mean, you got to practice. You still have to get, like, some close to game reps, I feel like.
Why would you not? He got a first down on a scramble and a touchdown on the other one. What's no good about that?
And he almost died. You didn't see that?
I don't understand what's bad about
that. I think he was all right.
I really genuinely don't get why people don't want him to run. It's
people
stupid.
Are super scared because, how many times do you think?
Did Bo Nix play every game last year?
He did.
I think Jaden Daniels left one game early.
Daniels, Lamar, Allen, and Nix played every single game last year. Jalen Hurts, I think, sat
a couple of games at the end of the year.
Because they were already like the top seed.
I think there was a game where he was hurt.
All right.
But okay. So he missed a game for a concussion. He missed another because they had seeding wrapped up. The other guys all played.
People love football because of the violence, but they also are terrified of the violence in football.
The quarterbacks who ran the most last year missed like a combined three games. So Drake May needs to protect himself, and Drake May needs to pick his spots.
Yeah.
But Drake May has the ability to go run and pick up those plays like all these other top quarterbacks do. I don't get wanting to take that tool out of his toolbox. That's stupid.
I don't either. Because I believe there is nuance to the whole thing, right? Like even guys that aren't. You remember Jimmy Garoppolo got a lot of criticism for a guy who's not a mobile quarterback, but he like took off and instead of just going out of bounds, he's like, let me get one more yard. And then he's like out for the season. That's completely different than I have a guy who's super athletic. He's fast. He can run. He can pick up a bunch of yards. Let's do this. Every time you hand the ball to a running back, you think he's going to die every single time? Every time a receiver catches a pass, they should just like Brandon Lloyd get down. Like no run after the catch. No, not Brandon Lloyd. Was it Brandon Lloyd? Yeah, I think it was. The Patriots had a guy that, remember, like, zero run after catch.
Yeah, just get down.
You catch it and, like, turn into a possum. Like, don't even touch me. I'm down. So, no, you can't play like that either. Probably more likely to get hurt playing like that.
Speaking of May.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dan Orlovsky today broke down Keith.
Mm-hmm. And cried. Broke down, said enough is enough.
People said too many times that he ran out of the back of the end zone when he was a player, and he just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, he's heard that a couple times, I'm sure.
He broke down the quarterbacks by trait. Okay, so he has seven different traits.
Okay. I'm curious what these traits are.
Okay. Drake May, he size. Has in the he has Drake May. In the top 10 in
sense
one
of humor.
Arm strength.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ball placement.
What was it?
Nice. Mechanics. Decision making.
Yep.
Pocket presence. Rushing ability. Second reaction.
All right, the big seven.
The big seven, according to Drake May.
QB traits.
Yes. Any guesses where Drake May placed in the top 10?
Ball placement has got to be... in the top 10?
Yes.
Was he in the top 10 on any of those?
Yes, he was in the top 10 in one. He was ninth in one.
Second recovery or whatever?
It is.
Yeah, so how about that?
I assumed when I clicked on
this. The last one you said, it's the only one I remember.
He would show up in rushing ability. He is not top 10 in rushing ability, which surprises me.
Well, can I guess who is? You have the list?
Yeah.
So rushing would be Hurts, Daniels, Lamar, Allen.
Yep, those are the top four. Not in that order, but those are the top four.
Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Does he have, like, Anthony Richardson on there?
Nope.
Oh.
That's weird. He should be in
like
there.
Justin Fields?
Fields is in there.
Daniel Jones?
Nope.
So he doesn't have, like, a guy like that.
The other ones are Mahomes.
Russell Wilson.
Herbert. Purdy. Caleb Williams.
Oh, he has Caleb Williams over Drake May?
He has Purdy over Drake May.
Yeah, I don't get that. All right, so Drake May probably should be top 10 for that.
So I think so, too. He is in second reaction, which is basically, like, off-platform, unscripted type of plays. He has him ninth, one spot ahead of Bo Nix. What Orlovsky wrote is he said, Nick surprised a lot of people with his effectiveness in this category in 2024. He says,
Most people are asleep. He can run.
For May to show what he can do here in 2025, the Patriots would be smart to let May loose on these type of plays, especially because they improved his supporting cast. Having better playmakers means it's more likely someone gets open late down the field.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. You know, his yards per carry last year, I think, were the best amongst all quarterbacks.
Yeah, but don't have him run, Keith.
Yeah.
He might get hurt if you have him run.
No, but they also, I would say, need him to, because even though we all agree they've improved, you know, you might have added an electric running back. You might have added a really good, like, veteran receiver. Like, you've added to the team. It's still not, you know, the 49ers or the Lions or like the Eagles, like you still need your quarterback to carry the rest of the team at times and, you know, pick up first downs by himself. So like, it's not just like, oh, get the ball to Ramondre and get out of the way. Like, no. Drake May could be a big part of the offense. Needs to be.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there on the Patriots and their preseason opener, a 48-18 win over the Washington Commanders. Coming up about a half an hour from now, a little less than that, we have the hashtag Dork Minute. It is a spoiler-free weapons review. Did very well at the box office this weekend. So stay tuned. That'll come your way at 11:45. On the way next, Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to the Astros. They are no longer in the number one wild card spot in the American League East. Is it time to start getting a little teeny tiny bit concerned? We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox dropped the rubber match in their series with the Padres 6-2 yesterday in San Diego. Brian Bello earned the loss after giving up 5 earned runs on 6 hits and 5 2/3 innings. Sox are now a game behind the Seattle Mariners with a top wildcard seed and four games back of the Toronto Blue Jays in the AL East. Tonight, the Red Sox will be in Houston to begin a three-game series with the Astros. First pitch is at 8:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Lenny Donato right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Garrett Crochet will get the start in the series opener for the Sox against the Astros' Christian Javier. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 7:10. Yesterday was the final public practice in the Patriots preseason. Head coach Mike Vrabel told the media that Christian Gonzalez, Carlton Davis, and Jalen Polk will not be practicing this week, but Gonzalez and Davis will be making the trip to Minnesota. The Pats will have joint practices with the Vikings on Wednesday and Thursday, followed by a preseason matchup on Saturday afternoon. In other preseason football action yesterday, the Dolphins and the Bears played to a 24-24 tie, and the Chargers got the 27-13 win over the Saints. And after three playoff holes against J.J. Spahn, Justin Rose is your winner at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Rose finished the tournament 16 under. Go to findmassmoney.gov and see if you have unclaimed property. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.